parshas you learn like the Rabbeinu Chai. Rabbeinu Chai says he got 70, you know, mongoloid animals, and he made them, and he made 600,000 animals. He was finished. By the time he finished, when Lavan caught up to him, he had 600,000 animals. He was a billionaire. He's a billionaire in 6 years from nothing. That's parshas. You know, you think you're...
6 years that he separated?
Yeah. You think you're smart, Lavan? We got you covered. Like Chassidish guy tells me, Chvashish akidim, nekidim, pridim, Chvashish was titzach, einzach weizach, et git gemach geld. He tells me, it's great, it's a good word. Anyway, this taich is unbelievable. Ochani Ramoiz, that's not what Ochani Ramoiz means. Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. He saw Ruch Kodesh, that Shifty Kos come out from Rachel. He did all the shtals to marry Rachel. What happened? He wakes up in the morning, surprise, it's Leah. Lavan did a good one on him. He pulled off the unknown on Yaakov. Yaakov said, Achiyani b'Ramayis, I'm with you in the Ramayis. This is obviously what Abishta wants. I'm with you. I'm not arguing. Now give me Rachel. How do I get Rachel? I'm good. Mask him. Yitzchak gave the brachas to Esav. He tried. He had a good cheshbon. Yitzchak was the Gal Adar. Yitzchak knew what he was doing. Rivka comes along, does a shtickle. All of a sudden, Yitzchak realizes, 1 second, I can't believe it. I was just tricked. Should have told Rivka, listen, what are you mixing in? I'm the Gal Adar. I'm in charge over here. I'm supposed to give the brachas. I know what I'm doing. I have my own Ruach Kodesh. Don't mix in. No, Gam Baruch Tia. You know why? Ochi Ani B'Ramayis. I had my cheshbon. I did my hishtadlis. The Eibishter had a different plan. I'm with you in the plan. I'm masking to you. Leah was the second fiddle. Rachel was the main aim. Yaakov stayed in Rachel's house. Leah was just here and there. Leah, it bothered her tremendously. She named her first three kids was for that. Frechter Bichur Shmuel, Shmuel Birnbaum, he says, I don't understand. That Leah was the first one to be to Apamoides Hashem? The Gemara says, right? What do you mean? Everybody has a kasha. He says, you don't understand. She wanted that Yaakov should be by her. Before Yehuda was born, she realized, 1 second, that's not what the Eibishter wants. The Eibishter wants me to be a second fiddle. Oh, Apamoides Hashem. I'm being Oides Hashem for what you want, Hashem. Ochiyani b'Ramayis. Who came out of Leah? David HaMelech. What did David HaMelech write? Tehillim. And every part of his life, he thanked Hashem. In the hardest times of his life. Ochiyani b'Ramayis. What does we want, Hashem? I got it. Ochiyani b'Ramayis. Pamoides Hashem. This word is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal word. It's so multifaceted. It's so... Everywhere you go, everything you do in your life, every time you have a hardship, Achyani b'Ramayis, Achyani b'Ramayis.
You don't see that. Vashchaistav
mich, mimitir.
You only see Yaakov got upset.
Only at the end.
Only at the end, he got upset at Rachel. Hasacha salikim anoichi.
Right.
Those are the two times. It's the same part. Don't mix in where it's not your business. If you're accusing me of stealing, that's a me thing. I'm gonna get upset with you. But the fact that you switched Leah, that's not
Hashem wants it. Ochi ani b'Ramayis. Ochi ani b'Ramayis.
You don't see.
I went to the motor vehicles on Friday. The guy's yelling at me. I'm to tell him, Ochi ani b'Ramayis. I'm with you. You don't have to yell. Ich bin mask him. Ich bin mask him.
So when you have to pay the bills.
No, I'm just saying. Ma'isa ochi ani b'Ramayis. Ochi ani b'Ramayis. Things happen to everybody every day. Ochi ani b'Ramayis. Ochiyani b'Ramayis. Unbelievable word. Unbelievable. INA. You know the Maisa Yerman, this guy, his wife, no matter what he did, his wife screamed at him. It was disaster. He went to the Rav. The Rav said, listen, you don't understand. Every time she screams at you, you get Gan Eden. You don't understand what you're doing in Shemayim. You don't understand. By keeping quiet, you don't understand. You don't understand what you're doing. You have no idea. You're moving things upstairs that no one can move. Take it like a man. Just take it. Yeah. So he comes home, and he's totally relaxed. Every time she screams at him, he just relaxed. After a few weeks, she gets fuming angry. She says, I don't understand. I used to scream at you, used to bother you, used to get all flustered and mad. Last few weeks, you're just calm, you're just happy, you're even smiling, you're dancing around the house. I'm screaming and screaming and screaming. Yeah, what's going on? He couldn't hold himself. He says, I'm sorry, the Rav told me that you control yourself when she screams, you get Gan Eden. He said, no. Of mir ist kein Gan Eden. No. It's over. From then on, she was perfect. Nicht auf mein Cheshbri, ich kann nicht Gan Eden. You know, Avraham Avinu told Terach, his father, asked him, what's the Avodah Zarah? He said, listen, they got into a fight. They started knocking each other's heads off. When Lavan came, Yaakov didn't say that. He could have answered the same answer. So you answer a father differently than you answer a Shver. A Shver, you have to say the real, you know, a father, you know, different answers. Another one more word, Yom Machodim. He said, Yom Machodim. Pashi Yom Machodim is time flies when you're having fun. The Rabbi Tversky said, I heard it, he said, Muri de Gavart. He said, Achodim is from Echod. When you go through a crisis, take one day at a time. That's how you get through a crisis. Get through today. Tomorrow, you get through tomorrow. Yom Machodim. Every day, he got through the day. The next day, he went back there.
Right. Lasted for 22 years.
No, Yom Machodim was only 7 years, no?
Lasted for 22 years. Yom Machodim, I'm a Shetim Yil, stay with me, 7 years, 7 years, and then 6.
Right. But he got married to Rachel right away, right? That's what Rashi says. He got married to her right away. Why do you trust him? Why do you trust him?
What do you mean? Why not? They're the problem. Lovin's problem was that...
No, but he's going to run.
No, he
doesn't worry about him running.
Why? He promised he's going to work for 7 years. What do you say? I wouldn't run now.
Lovin was an outstanding person in the community. He was. Lovin was an outstanding person.
I understand, but why couldn't Yaakov run? He promised he's going to work for 7 years. Who said he's going to work for 7 years? He knew he was Erlich. He knew he was Erlich. He knew he was. He ain't gonna run. He's Erlich.
Yeah.
He played both sides of the game, Lavan.
Yeah. He knew Yaakov was
Erlich.
What do you say?
He brought down by. I think he said that. Why did Asa notify Yaakov and change it? There's two places. Yaakov Ish Tavlin. There's two places he could be.
He went looking for him.
So why couldn't he knew where it was?
Right, but he couldn't reach him. Once he was learning, he couldn't touch him.
Because
he was learning. Because when you learn, you can't touch the guy.
He said, no, disappeared. He said Russia
couldn't see him. Couldn't see him.
He didn't say that for him. He said that Russia cannot. He brought the staff, though. It wasn't his own car. A Russia cannot stand Kosher. Asa cannot stand going into the basement.
He couldn't find him. He knew where he was.
That's why at the end, Vayirach Yaakov, he had to run. As soon as he finished the baby, he had to run. Because now he's on the pick.
Very good.
But
you couldn't see him.
He went out with him.
He went there looking for him. He knew exactly where he was. He couldn't find him.
Is there anything on the Baruch Bay?
Exactly. He couldn't find him. Couldn't see him. He could look right at him and not see him.
The real shot is, he was in Arangaton Torah. And Yaakov's bracha to Esav was that when we're up, you're down. It's simple. When we learn, you can't touch us. When we don't learn, you could touch us. It was learning, you couldn't touch him. That's the answer to the pshat, the parsha pshat, the kid pshat.
I always wanted to say, when would have been the proper time for Yaakov?
Malkiel asked a very interesting question. Rivka had an eitzah for Yaakov. She heard Esau wants to go. She said, listen, you got to go to my brother. Why should I go to my brother?
Oh.
Because that's a good hiding place.
No, why is it a good hiding place?
Because Esau would never think that Rivka is going to send Yaakov to Lavan, the Rasha.
He knew exactly where he sent him. Because the Pasuk says afterwards,
That's what he is. Why did Yitzchak give it away? Yitzchak gave it away. Why did he give it away? She had a good idea.
Esav can't go there. Esav will never go to Lavan's house.
Why not?
Because he's afraid he's going to lose his head.
That's not what he said. He gave a whole Shekhar Torah. He gave a whole Shekhar Torah. In the study.
We do a very interesting.
When was Yaakov supposed to go back? He got punished for whatever. When was he supposed to go back? Exactly.
He shouldn't have hung out there for 12 years,
Jamaica. Oh, he shouldn't. That he didn't get punished
for? No, sorry. For the wave, the road. 2 years on the road. That's what he got punished for.
7 years for like.
2 years on the road.
Years for
no, 2 years on the road he got punished for.
Okay, but it was 22 years. So what, He should have went and went. When should he have gone? That's exactly which years was he punished for? Like when, if he were to do the right thing, whatever he was supposed to do.
After Shem Vav, he should have gone back.
Right? Not married?
Yeah.
Not married. So he went to listen to
go his mom. Give a visit.
Huh?
Go visit. Say, I'm good.
But his mother's not divorced. She said, go get married.
Right. I don't know.
So if he was going there, so he ended up 7 years, that's for sure not his
right.
He had to work, right? And then the next 7 years is also not so. So obviously he should have went. He should have asked him to go work for the to make money. What? And the person wants to make money. So he has
the $1 billion that he made.
And why do you want to make money there? Go back home to make money. What's? Why do you not want to make money there?
Because you have to extract the excites. Whatever. It was keep excites.
Who was
just making
money?
Okay, but what was the
timing then? Oh, Mitzaitis. I heard that when I was a kid in Satma. The Rebbe said it every day. Bar Shem Tov is given after Vugen, the driver.
What?
No, you don't know Yiddish. You're not going to understand. You have to learn Yiddish. Then we could explain to you the Mitzaitis.
You know why Esav will never go to Lovin's house? Because look what it is. What are the trophim?
What is
Trophim?
The heads of the
kid,
right?
No. Trophim are heads of the
chayrus. Right.
That he pickled and he stuck them on his wall.
Right.
Here. Where's the
pasuk? He was a Bukhari, so.
Right. That's, he would never go to Lovin's house.
What? He's scared? What?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with
Esav? Esav is a Bukhari.
And therefore what?
He's never going to go to Lovin's house.
You think Lovin could overpower Esav?
Yeah, no, he's saying that the Avodah Zarah's.
Lovan Azal Lemegas Yasonei. Vignevas Rachel Yasamanai. Rachel stole the Tzamanai. What are they? The Havoin that weren't. Mixing the forms. Gavra, Bukhra, Bechayrim.
I'm so sorry.
The Chazmin, Reishay, would chop off their heads.
I'm very sorry.
The Malchin, he would salt them. Bemilcha, Uvusmin, and would besamim. The Chasmin, Kusmin, and he would go ahead and write a Kamea. Betitza, they have a piece of gold. The Yehovin, the Chais Lashani, would put under the tongue. Of these dead
head. How do you kill
Esav? He would stick them on his wall. And he would speak with them. That's what he used. That's what he used. That
how
was
would he kill Esav in the first place?
How would Lovin kill Esav?
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
Why? Lovin was able to go ahead and gang up with Sichon to kill all the other all the other kings.
He was a strong guy, Lovin.
You think Lovin was stronger than
Esav? No, maybe not physically, but with the Zara, yeah.
It's Nitzaitis.
Nitzaitis.
That's why, so Lovin would never go to his house. Esav would never step foot there. He was afraid he's going to lose his head.
Well, he said, Malkiel, that...
Yeah, but...
Malkiel said that Rivka sent him because he knew that Lovin, Esav would never look for Yaakov by Lovin's house. Right. He's going to go to Beis Medrash. Right. He's not going to Lovin's house. Okay, Zak the Mishnah. Asham Shinas Abba Shlomim. The Einham on the base. You have Asham Shinas Abba Shlomim. So, an Asham has a few halachas that are different than a Shlomim. It's Nishka B'chomakam Azara.
Shlomim.
It's a Shlomim. It's Tzofen. And
Asham
needs Tzofen. And Asham is only one day a night. And Shlomim is 2 days a night, which is the problem over here. So Reb Shimon Omer, Shnei Mishka Tu B'Tzofen, V'yechul Chama Shemahem, you eat it for 1 day and 1 night. So Amr Loi, the Chama told Reb Shimon, no, Amy Vin Kacha Beis Apsul, what happens if you don't eat it, you're going to burn it. You don't do that. Nisar V'chatichas V'chatichas, Kacha M'Kacha M'Kacha, Ka'am M'Nachom, Yamechum M'Nachom, Shnei Yamim, Laila, Yechul Chama Shemahem. Over here, we have no choice. It means, in the first case, Rabbanon say, how can Reb Shimon say that? Why don't you do Yirash Yitztavu? And then sell it and take the money and buy Asham Shalom. Don't mix it up. But in the second case, which ready pieces, there's no choice. So over there, everybody agrees to Reb Shimon's halacha, just eat it like the Chamer Shebehen. I might come base up soul. It is what it is. You have no choice. What else are you going to do about it? So Tani Tanaka made derav, Shvius ain't loikhim bedameh truma. Mevnei shemata machlosa. What happens, halacha is, if you have Shvius money, any pair of Shvius that you redeem, the money gets Kedusha Shvius. So what happens when you want to, if you, let's say you buy, with that money, you're going to buy Truma. And look, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because truma is necho forever. Shvi is only necho adzman beer. So you're limiting the eating of truma, which you're not allowed to do.
Even though you can go ahead and do the beer and take it back in.
Yeah, beer, but in. Yeah, but the Maya says, yeah. So Gemara says, Nishamat machilasa. So Amru Rabban kamei de Rabba, had lo kerb shimon. Di kerb shimon, amen vien kachem mezab sulz, faket. So Gemara says, no. Amula luhu afil tamer of shimon. Hanimil di evid. Our Mishnah is only the evid, the chatchil, loy. Our Mishnah never said that you could do it. It says, if you do it, this is what you should do. But not l'chatchil, it's must have a chatchil, loy. Is that true? Eisfei abayo. V'kulun rishon, kahan, l'shan, b'achilos. The Mishnah later on, of tzaddik. The Gemara says they could eat the meat the way they want. L'echot tzluyin. Tzluyin is roasted. Shlukin is cooked. M'vushalom. No, shlukin is watered.
Raised.
Braised mushalm is cooked. Lost the second tavli chulin, but tavli truma. So you see clearly, tavli truma. The Rebbe Shmuel, I'm only hanach truma tam. They're abanan. What are you asking me to a job? That's only their abanan. How come you can chaynek? Aisve. I'll ask you another question. Ain't lechon truma because meiser meiser. You have meiser sheni. You now take truma. Why mishem ma'ed bachiloso? Again, the same thing. Rebbe Shimon matir. So over here is ishtik. He says you're right. You got a good point. So zok the gemara. Okay, also kavi debi oisa. I'm alei. I'm alei to sive. No, I'm a vashlan yerik shel shvi b'shem shel truma. Why don't you ask him this case? Shalei avi kachlan beis apsul. Reb Shem Matir, ask him there. I'm a bayer. V'lav mi yisvina mahad tavlin. V'amu lehanach truma tavlin derabon. Hachanami, truma's yerik is derabonon. So what are you asking? What are you hacking me? We just finished saying that you can't ask him something like that. Our Mishnah is deraisa. The only truma's yerik is derabonon. So Gemara says, Yehachi, if that's the case, ibchem mi b'ayla. I'll ask you a different question. Ibchem b'ayla misni. Should have said something else in the Mishnah. Yerik shel truma b'shem shel shvi.
I already asked him that kind of question.
The Lami, me, Oisve,
Masnisa, and
the Matri of Shimon. And he told me, the Arav. So, how can I have the Arav? It's also mixed. I the Arav, it's tomorrow, it's my time to get born on. Why is it any different? Me dava, Oshim Shlomim. It's the same as Oshim Shlomim. So, once me dami, Hosam, it's the Tagant of Beria. No, Oshim Shlomim, like we spoke on the Mishnah, you could be your Ashit Stavu. So, there's an Eitzel. Less the Tekanta Beria, because it's already mixed in. Holy Damia, what's the diamond to? Alech Tikshub Chetichas, the Kivin, less the Tekanta, Tech Chomish Ben. That's what it's diamond to. Mask of Laravino. So now that you're saying that it's mixed in, you're saying you have no remedy. I do have a, I have an Eitzah. Me Dami, Chetichashub Chetichas, less the Tekanta. The case in the Mishnah is not Tekanta. Hi, Klal. Hi, it's the Tekanta, Beschito. Squeeze out the Shemin, and then you're good to go. So Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, no, Hecha Nischa, Nischa Tuva. Come ask the Rishvius. Then you're Rishvius. Nischet Purta. So I say, Yom Rav, I know Rabbi Yashiv. He made Havdalah. I was there in his house. He made Havdalah on, I didn't know this at the time, but when he poured the Havdalah cup, he left this much off the top. It wasn't overflowed.
It wasn't really.
So I asked someone next to me, aren't you supposed to pour it over? Shalom, a guy next to me, standing with the tent, there were 30, 40 people there watching him make Havdalah. He said it's Shvi'as wine. So he's very mocked, you can't destroy it. So he's very nervous because there's a lot of people here and people spill the thing. So if it's close to the top.
He went so far off the top.
So he lit, it was like this much off the top. It wasn't close to the top.
But how did he put out the candle then? Aren't you supposed to pour the wine on the
top? No, he didn't pour it out of the
wine. Not with Shvi'as wine.
Not with Shvi'as wine. He drank the whole entire thing to the bottom and then he gave it to one of his Einikloch, or older guy, to drink the rest. He drank a little bit, then he drank the rest. Like with the guy who was there, the guy with the payas, what's his name? He made the video of him. The guy who was with him, you've seen him 100 times over there. When I went with my wife 25 years ago. I was newly married, didn't have any kids. And my wife waited outside. I stayed there for Ma'ariv and Avdallah. And I saw him regular. No. You're able to go in. You went in.
Kabbalah's call, it wasn't like a big deal.
There was no Kabbalah's call. It was just you went in and he finished and then everybody left. There was no, nobody stayed around.
Oh, you didn't
go? I went around. They said, I rushed everybody around. I said, I'm newlywed. Give Baruch Shalmai. I said, Baruch Vatzolchu. And he went back. His Gemara was already open. He's done. It was over. It wasn't like, you know.
You didn't patch with the people?
When I was a bachur in Israel 27 years ago, you saw him all the time. You went to Meisharim, you saw him.
Really?
I never went to the Shia. I'm like a klotz, a stupid idiot.
You have to think, I never went to Zuckerman.
My friend's father, every time he came to Israel for the last 40 years, Every single day he went to Rabbi Asher's share.
Really?
Yeah. He was there, he went 50, 60 times to the share.
I know Zuckerman.
I was like, I was there 100 times, I never went.
I don't think about Shalom.
Should have gone every day to the share.
You ever went to Rabbi Zuckerman in Igvat Shalom?
No.
I never went either. But he's
okay, let's go.
You knew my grandfather.
So Gemara says, Vayter. So, okay, okay, this is an interesting Gemara. Basically, a guy's a Metzorah. We don't know if he's a Metzorah Mukhlet or a Metzorah Muzger. A Metzorah Muzger doesn't bring a carbon. A Metzorah Mukhlet brings a carbon with a Loik Shemin, the whole, the regular Asham Loik Shemin, Shem Metzorah. So this guy, he doesn't know what he is. He's not sure what he is. So Mesafi got to bring a carbon, otherwise you can't eat Kachim. So maybe Ashamay v'lugay imay v'omer, and this is what he says: Im shalmetzayra areza Ashamay v'zelugay. V'im lav Asham zeh shalshamay nedava. V'ois Asham ton shchita b'tzafin matamayin esmichim and esachim kandus kaze v'shay. V'nechliyam v'layla. So what do you see? You see clearly over here that you do go ahead. L'chatchila, we're telling you to do something. Right. L'chatchila the gedin. So Gemara says no. Tikkuni gavishan. Would the gash never you catch him? What do you want him to do?
So, or
right, so what are you going to do? So Gemara says, now the Gemara goes into this din over here with the Leg Shemin, because what's going on over here? The Gemara says, I don't understand. Tina, ha tinech Asham. I understand. You got to bring an Asham. What are you going to do? It's Asham or Shlom. But Leg, Michael and Memar. Who brings a Leg? What's a Leg? A Leg, if it's not for Shemin, so what is it? You can't just bring Stam. Can't just bring Stam to the base of Megdush. So Gemara says, no. Dama Leg Zeh Yeh Nadava. There is such a concept, bring the Leg for Nadava. A Leg Shemin. Vidilma La Mitzayruhu. Ubayim Mikmetz. Right, you need a kmitzah, because when you bring a lindava, you need a kmitzah. The makmitz, you do kmitzah. The dil mitzayruhu, ubay matan sheva, the yav. Then you're missing some for the. Then if it's not mitzayru, then you're missing some, because you already spritzed. Right, because you took out for the sheva. No, the
kmitzah.
No. Oh, al de kmitzah, right. So how can you spritz? So Gemara says,
you don't have the
mai supporter, you add. Umamali. Tanan chosa aloy got shliyotze gimaleno. Fakti mar ba'bay aktaro.
So you put it in.
So must be ba'bay aktaro. The aktaro. So what's the amos? I bossa matan sheva. Avu shirayim shchosu ben kmitz aktaro. Ve'im aktiens karmitz aleim. I koyde man sheva. Kol shemen alishim aru ba'al taktiru. So what do you do? Amiru de brede avshem and baz de masku l'shem eitzim. Netanya b'lezoim l'rech n'choychet amala v'at amala l'shem eitzim. That's the end of today's daf.